Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Well, hey friends, welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. Today, we want to talk about something that we all face, but oftentimes we don't talk about, and it's our fears. Those nagging thoughts, those worries that keep us up at night. And one of the reminders is the things that we fear the most often reveal where we're trusting God the least. It's a tough thought, but stay with me on it today. King David faced all kinds of challenges, even threats to his life, but he chose to pray this bold prayer. He said, "Search me, God, and know my heart." And then listen to this next phrase, "Test me and know my anxious thoughts." This wasn't just about understanding his fears. It was about confronting them with God's help. And so think about the things that scare you. Are you afraid of failing? Are you worried about job security? Are you concerned about being alone or not good enough? These aren't just fears. These are actually windows into where we might not be letting God fully into our lives. And we all have these things. I have deep-seated fears that I've talked about before, failing and letting people down. And if I'm not careful, these fears can be so strong that they dictate my actions, making me a people pleaser, then a God pleaser. This isn't just counterproductive, it's actually spiritually hazardous. The Bible says in Proverbs 29, verse 25, that it's dangerous to be concerned with what others think about you. So the question is, well, how do we tackle these fears? By praying the prayer that David prayed, asking God to reveal our fears. And here's the beautiful part. When we identify these fears, we can start replacing them with truth. Instead of fearing inadequacy, remind yourself, God has given me everything I need to do what he's created me to do. Swap the fear of rejection with, I am a child of the Heavenly Father. This shift from fear to faith doesn't just change how we feel, it transforms how we live. It moves us from scarcity thinking to living abundantly, knowing that with God, we are enough. So I challenge you, just in the same way that I challenge myself, to pray this bold prayer. Let God search your heart, reveal your fears, and replace them with his powerful truth. It's not easy, but it's worth it because on the other side of our fears is a life of trust and freedom with God. And so today, let's not let another day go by being ruled by our fears. Let's embrace the truth and let's let that truth set us free to live fully and fearlessly. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here soon for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.